five bells. Stand by all stations.
Attention, all districts. A five alarm fire. Five bells move in immediately.
That's it. Let's go!
Let's go! Fire! Fire!
Presenting Firefighters, the true-to-life story of our unsung heroes who stand ready to ride by day or night against our most murderous enemy, the Demon of Fire. In just a minute, we'll join Tim Collins in Chief Cody's office at headquarters, where he has been summoned by the chief, who said he had a surprise in store for Tim. Tim, rested up from his ordeal in the loft fire, where he was pinned under the rubble for several hours, is wondering what the chief has up his sleeve and just what that surprise is. We'll find out along with Tim right after this message. Let's go, firefighters. Let's go to the office of Chief Cody at Fire Headquarters, where he summoned rookie fireman Tim Collins, who, you remember, has just been through a pretty rough time in that loft fire, the one where he was pinned under water-soaked bales of rags and saved only by a miracle. Now, the chief has asked Tim to drop in and see him. Says that he has a very pleasant surprise for him. Well, as Tim walks in his office, the chief is saying...
Well, Tim, my boy, it's good to see you.
Yes, sir.
No ill effects from that loft fire?
Oh, no, sir. A weekend of rest and some of Mom's famous Yankee pot roast. I'm as good as new.
Oh, I'm glad to hear it. I got a little idea. Thought you might be interested in a little change of scene, so I...
You mean you're changing my duty, sir?
Oh, no, nothing like that. This is more in the nature of a vacation.
Vacation? Whoa, say, that sounds sort of interesting.
Yes, I think it might very well be. I've got a friend, an old friend by the name of Tom Culpepper. Owns a little weekly newspaper out in Plum Valley.
Plum Valley? Yes, sir, I've heard of that. Out in the western part of the state, isn't it?
Yep, clear west. Well, he's been after me for a long time to come out and visit him. Says he'll set me up fine. Feed me some good home cooking and show me some of the best darn fishing in the world.
Oh, sounds like a swell idea, Chief.
Yeah, it does. Plum Valley's a pretty little place. And what I was thinking, you've been, well, you've had a pretty rough time of it lately, that loft fire and all.
Yes, sir.
Thought you might like to come along and make it a twosome.
Oh, gee, that sounds great, Chief. I could go for a little rest at that.
Good. Well, then it's settled. We'll go. Can you be ready to take off by tonight?
Oh, sure, Chief. All I gotta do is tell the folks and toss a few things in the bag.
Fine. Oh, that reminds me. Today's the big day for Jimmy, isn't it?
Oh, yes, sir. The antique sale.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. He's finally got all his stuff lined up, and they're selling it off this afternoon. I thought I might drop in and see how it goes.
Good idea. I was going to do the same thing. Kids really worked on that sale.
Yes, sir.
I'm hoping it goes well. I'll tell you what we'll do. Our plane leaves at 6 o'clock.
Plane, did you say?
Yes, sir. We're going to Plum Valley in style. You like flying?
Oh, yes, sir. I haven't done much. As a matter of fact, that time I was rescued by helicopter was the only time, but... That's sure the way to travel for my money.
Well, suppose we meet at the antique sale. You with your suitcase, and we'll see how Jimmy and Trudy are making out. Then we leave from there for the airport, huh?
Oh, yes, sir. I'll be there raring to go. Say, you know what, Chief?
What's that, Tim?
I'm beginning to think it was worth getting buried under a bunch of bales and bricks. A vacation in Plum Valley. Boy, I can hardly wait.
Well, it looks like Tim and the chief are going to have a holiday from firefighting for a while. And I guess we all agree they deserve it after the tough assignments they've had lately. Well, later that afternoon, as planned, the chief drops in at the antique sale and finds Tim already there, suitcase in hand, eager to get started on the vacation trip. Tim is talking to Jimmy and Trudy when the chief arrives.
Boy, Tim, did the public go for those antiques.
Huh?
Why, in less than 2 hours, they've cleaned out every last piece.
Yes, you ought to have seen them bidding, Tim. We must have made $1,000 almost.
Not quite that much, Trudy, but I think it's close to 200.
Oh, good.
Hey, here's the chief.
Oh, hello, sir. The kids say the sale's a success.
Hello, Collins. All sold out so soon?
Yep, everything. Even an old broken-down rocking chair with the paint all off went for $4.
Trudy, you don't speak of our merchandise as broken down. That rocker was one of our choicest pieces.
Well, it looked just plain worn out to me.
Well, I'm glad to hear the sale went so well. The firefighters' brigade must have a nice bit of money in the treasury now.
Yep, now we can really begin to do things. few more money-raising schemes like this, and we can get that clubhouse we've been talking about.
That's the stuff, Jimmy. You're one of the best friends the fire department ever had. Thanks to your spirit and leadership, and Trudy's too, the young folks of this town know more about fire prevention than any other group I know.
Yes, sir, there's no doubt about it. A junior firefighters organization in a town can do an awful lot to help the fire department keep the number of fires down.
Say, I see you got civilian clothes on, Chief.
Yes, Tim's told you about our trip, I guess.
To Plum Valley?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yes, it sounds peachy.
Pretty soft, I call it, taking a vacation while the rest of us stay home and slave.
Well, I guess we can stand it. Fellow needs a change, especially in the fire service. Can take a lot out of you, as I guess you all know.
Oh, sure, Chief, I know. After what Tim's been through the last few weeks, and you too, for that matter.
Which reminds me, it's getting close to plane time. You got that bag ready, Tim?
Oh, right here, sir.
Well, then let's shove off. So long, kids. Take care of Mother Collins while Tim's away.
Oh, don't worry, we will.
So long, Jimmy and Trudy.
And be good.
Hey, Tim.
Huh? What, Trudy?
You forgot something.
Oh, good grief, my fishing tackle. Yeah, I can't leave that behind. Goodbye.
As Tim and the chief arrive at the airport, the big four-motored plane is already warming up for the journey west. The sight of the giant aluminum craft gleaming in the setting sun sends a thrill down Tim's spine. As he walks with Chief Cody toward the loading ramp, he is filled with excited expectation of new experiences, new adventures ahead. Well, at the ramp, they're stopped by a tall young man in uniform.
How do you do? You are Chief Cody, aren't you?
Yes, sir.
I'm Captain Lance Lorenzo, pilot of the plane. I've heard a great deal about you, sir, from a relative of mine who's in the fire service.
Well, nothing bad, I hope.
Quite the opposite. Just happened to see your name on the passenger list, thought I'd say hello.
I'm glad you did, Captain. This is Tim Collins, another smoke eater.
How do you do?
We're off to Plum Valley for a little breather from this firefighting business.
Glad to have you both on the trip. Now, if you'll just go aboard and take seats, I think we're about ready to shove off.
Right, Captain. Come on, Tim. We don't want to get left behind.
With Tim and the chief in their seats and their safety belts securely fastened, the great plane's motors rev up to takeoff speed. For Tim, this is quite an experience, and he watches the operation with wide-open eyes. From the porthole next to his seat, he watches as the huge craft turns into the wind, races with ever-increasing speed down the concrete runway, until finally, with a smooth upward thrust, it rises from the ground, airborne and free of the earth.
You like traveling by air, eh, son?
Oh, yes, sir. Say, look down at the city.
Yeah, pretty, isn't it?
Yes, sir. Gee, that's Main Street. Looks no bigger than a 2.5-inch hose strung out.
There you go. Can't you forget firefighting? You're going on a vacation, son, remember?
Okay, sir. So it looks no bigger than anyway, it's small.
Yeah. See, there's the river over there. Just beyond is the street where you live.
Ah, yes, sir. Gosh, it all looks so tiny, so sort of unreal.
Yeah, there's nothing like a plane trip to lift you out of the workaday world, up and away from everything.
Yes,
sir. Oh, Plum Valley. What a peaceful name. That's just what I can go for right now. Little peace and rest with my old crony, Tom Culpepper. No more thinking of firefighting for a while, just a nice, quiet holiday in Plum Valley.
As the big plane cruises smoothly westward, night comes on and the earth blackens out below. The chief dozes in his seat, but Tim, still excited by the adventure of his first plane trip, stays awake watching the stars outside his porthole. Suddenly, his attention is drawn from the window by the opening of the door to the pilot's compartment. The face of Captain Lorenzo, the chief pilot, appears and a hand beckons to him. Tim rises from his seat and goes forward to the opening door.
Collins.
Yes, Captain.
Chief Cody, is he asleep?
Why, yes, he dozed off a little while ago.
Waking him. Tell him I want to see him.
Oh, why? Is there something...
Wake him up. I want to see him immediately.
In the midst of their peaceful flight to Plum Valley, Chief Cody is suddenly, tersely summoned to the pilot's compartment by Chief Pilot Lorenzo. What has happened that should cause the captain to want to see the chief so urgently? Is the vacation trip to Plum Valley really going to be the quiet, peaceful holiday that Chief Cody hopes it will be? Well, we'll learn more about the reason behind the captain's urgent request to see Chief Cody in our next true-to-life episode of The Firefighters. In just a moment, Fire Chief Bob Cody will tell all of you boys and girls how you can help the firefighters right in your own hometown. But first, here's an important message. And now Chief Bob Cody with a special message for the Firefighters Brigade. Chief Cody.
Hello, boys and girls. I want to speak a moment about your fireman. The man down at the firehouse in your neighborhood, who night and day, winter and summer, stands ready to protect you from the danger of uncontrolled fire. In a way, you might say your fireman is a physician, a doctor whom you depend upon in time of need. Your doctor keeps you well and in good health by protecting you from illness and disease. Your fireman does the same thing by protecting you from fire and the dire consequences of fire. So next time you see your fireman down at the fire station, just remember that he's your friend, that like your doctor, he's an important servant in your community, ready at all times to serve you. Well, that's all for now. Till the next time I drop in, so long.
Fire Chief Cody and the young rookie fireman Tim Collins will be back on the same station the next time you hear...
That's it. Let's go!
Firefighters is a copyrighted feature of William F. Holland Productions.